Hola, remember?
Sí, con H, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you, my training, I think the network is a fault, but we hope for the best.
Okay.
It's training, yes. I think we can start our meeting. It's already 2 minutes past 9. Can we bow our heads where we are? Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. The meeting is officially open. I wish to welcome everyone in the meeting. I hope that we will discuss and deliberate and get a presentation from the department on this amendment bill, because I understand that others haven't managed to get the document yet, but at least so far so good, it also assists us to continue, as we know that there are still some challenges that we're encountering. But maybe let's get Lindiwe to flag the agenda so that we can adopt it. And then out of the meeting, I will also request Yuli to even brief us about the pages that we think they are not there, because at that time, last time, we couldn't discuss and debate that because we didn't even have the documents with us because of his addresses and moving in and out, which is not the fault of Bungile, but at least it's something that was beyond control.
Recording in progress.
And we request Lindy to flight the agenda. Lindy, what? Can good morning. Can you flight the agenda and confirm the attendance so that you can see whether be correct or is there anything that is short morning?
Okay, sure. No, I don't know what's wrong with.
Taking longer time, eh?
Yes, I think something is not right. Okay, sure. Chair, do you want me to confirm the members before I put the agenda?
Yes, so that we can see that we can put it or not.
Okay, Chair. Good morning, members, departmental officials, and stakeholders in our midst. I wish to confirm the following members of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. We have the chairperson of the committee, Member Mbana. We have Member Stock. We have Member Manganye. We have Member Opperman, we have Member Abrahams, we have Member Eris, we have Member Masango, we have Member Fanameve, we have Member Bilankulu. I don't know if there is any member who just joined while I was busy confirming. They can just indicate so, Chair. We are a quorum, Chairperson. I didn't see any apologies.
Okay, thank you very much, Mindy. For informing us about who is in the meeting. Can we then go to apologies? No apologies, we have already said. Can we get from the department a LinkedIn? Your time.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and very good morning to yourselves and to the members. Thanks for the opportunity to come back. Sorry, I have controlled the screen because we've got serious connectivity challenges here, Chair. So we are going to conclude today in terms of the close by close, and we ended on page 344, and then the Chair will then beg your indulgence to start on 344, and then from 344.
Limited, I give you to give us the apology that you have with you.
Oh.
Yes.
Just apologies for
our
side. Apologies on our end, twofold, maybe threefold. One is the minister is not available because he's in a meeting at the moment, and then the deputy minister is still not well, but in recovery. And so our sincere apologies in that regard. Chair, I have another apology, which is my own apology, which I'd like to render. I'm on the road, actually on the way to the airport shortly. And so I would want to start the meeting and then leave you in the capable hands of Isabella Sekalana, which is responsible for welfare services. But I will attempt to log in as soon as I'm out of the basement here in the office again, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't think we have any problem on that, as long as you have said it up front. Then can we go to the adoption of the agenda? The agenda is cited all up the thing from page 144 to where the court wants us to stop. Because we have to have 15 minutes for the minutes. We can't pack and pack the minutes and have about six minutes not adopted. So we'll have to stop our meeting at about 1:15 or earlier than that, so to give that 15 minutes for the minutes. Then, consideration and adoption of motion of desirable on the Children's Amendment Bill. That one is also the internal business as it has been indicated there. Yeah, I've already talked about the minutes. We're going to close them or close. Can we then get someone who adopts the agenda as usual? Any hands?
Adopting, Chair.
Comrade, your honorable chairman, I am adopting. Thank you, honorable. And then.
President, you want me to speak to the
follow-up that we made regarding the question that was raised by Honorable Abrahams about the number of pages.
Okay.
So what happens, Chairperson, we had received a first version of the matrix some time back, and we then, through Fundile, our committee assistant, was sent for a printing because we wanted to be quick so that we can get to members on time. However, after that, everything, I think there was an amendment that was made on that version, and it became a version 11 due to some other things that I picked up that were in the matrix, and also, as ADG explained last week, there was also some slides, some pages that were added on the matrix, on the ECD. So, Chairperson, then that has resulted to a situation where the printing was already in progress, so we couldn't now go back and reprint. So we have additional pages that are in the soft copy, which is now what is referred to as the version 11 of the matrix. So the hard copy that is with the members, it has some few pages missing that are now in the version 11. So then we had a discussion with the department, and then they then indicated which pages are those for us, which I forwarded to the members through the WhatsApp platform that we use as a committee. But maybe for record purposes, as Chairperson asked, these are the pages that were added to make a version 11. There were pages that were added, the submission from the Western Cape Department of Education. Those pages are in the version 11 from 332 to 269. There's also, like I just said, additions that were made on the technical ECD technical team responses. I think the members are aware that they're working on the second amendment of the bill. So the department also included their responses. That is from pages 420 to page 522. And then there were also inclusions of a submission made by Cause for Justice and Media Monitoring Africa. And those pages are 105 to 117. And there's the last part, which was the summary of the key issues on ECD that were not really related to the bill. Those are pages 528 and 530. So those are the pages that were added on the version 11 that is only available on the soft copy, not on the hard copy that the members received. That's the explanation, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. Thank you much, Yuli. I think now we have an idea of what is it that is taking place and what is it that is happening. At first, we couldn't even comment really because some of us were not yet able to discuss that because we didn't even have that big document. We only had that one that we were using whilst we were doing the public hearing. Can I check whether everyone is in the same power with what you're saying? Alex, over to you.
Good morning, Chairperson. I'm just giving you a thumbs up.
Okay.
Understand what you're
saying. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sure. Thank you very much. And then can we give over to the department, LinkedIn?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. So we are going to start, and just to indicate, Chair, I think you're able to help us a little bit with that process. We last ended on page 345, and I think it was close 67. So we'll proceed now until we get to the end of the presentation. I'm not sure, Chair, whether you want us to also deal with the ECD clauses, given that they are no longer being considered as such. So we'll be in your hands on that. But I think we'll be ready to start now, and I'll ask Leander to go straight into it. Honorable Chairperson, until we get to the end of the ECD. I think it's four. Leander, you'll have to help me with the page numbers. I can't remember. But we'll go until we get to that part where it starts with ECD. And if the Chair wishes that we continue on the ECD part, we shall. But if not, then we're happy to end it at that. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I would like to hand over to my colleague, Isabella, who will be with you for the duration. And as I indicated, I will attempt to join in intermittently as I travel to the airport. Thank you very much, Chair. And Leander, over to you. Leander, please proceed.
Good morning.
You can proceed.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. Thanks, DG. Last time, Honorable Chair, we ended on page 344, as has been indicated, and now we'll be moving from page 345. We have page 344 to 421, which will be the rest of the presentation that we are going to make, as DG has indicated. However, from page 5, that is 421 to 522, these will be the ECD issues, and then from page 523 to 530 will be key service delivery issues. So with your permission, Honorable Chair, we will be glad to have an indication whether we must deal with the ECD issues in terms of this presentation, or once we arrive at page 421, that's moved to the last part of the document, which is the key service delivery issue.
It's not a matter of hearing from me, but I'll need also to consult the honorable members to check how comfortable are they out of your proposal. What are the honorable members saying on what Advocate Introducer is saying? 421 to 422, is it, are you saying so? And then 523? Can I repeat it for myself?
421 to 522 is ECD issues.
Okay.
1 to 522 is ECD issues. And then 523 to the end of the document is the receiver issues, which we may address later.
Okay. Let me give the honorable members to come up with what they think is suitable for them, not only for me. I see the hand of Honorable Richard Masano. Over to you.
Good morning to colleagues.
Good morning.
I just want to say, in the interest of trying to complete this process, and also based on the fact that as a committee, there was a time when we sort of rejected the issues that had to do with ECD because they were going to be shifting to the Department of Basic Education and are now part of the Second Amendment. I would like to request request that we do not do the ECD clauses, Chair. That would be my submission. Thanks.
Lizette, Honorable Fanamis. Thank you, Honorable Martha. That's the proposal.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. Good morning to you and all our colleagues. Good morning. I would like to support the view of Honorable Masango. I think at this stage it will not be prudent for us to deal with the ECD clauses because it will be dealt with in a subsequent amendment bill. So I would like to support that view that we do not deal with it, Chair. Thank you.
Any honorable member against this proposal that has been seconded? I don't see any hand now. Okay. Honorable Kate Bilambu.
Represent.
Yes.
I put up the two speakers. It's of no use if we can deal with it, and after that, we said to the Department of Education, maybe they will come with something new instead of what we have brought to them. So I support the two honorable members. Thanks.
Chairperson, Honorable Arif, I agree with the previous speakers.
Honourable
Chair, can we then proceed? Chairperson? I'll try to call her just to check if is there any problem with her. Members and the and department, the chairperson has been removed by the system, and she just informed me that the department can continue presenting the matrix. She will try to reconnect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lindy. I take it on me. I don't know, there was a technical glitch, so can we allow the department to continue? Department? Advocate Nsuchi?
Okay, thanks, Honorable Chair. We received a comment around the removal or the placement of the title for the Director General to replace it with the Registrar of the National Child Protection Register, where there is a need for a person who is found to be unsuitable to work with children, that is in terms of Part D of the register. And we are comfortable as a department with this. But at the same time, we are of the view that the Director General has got the power to delegate this function to the National Child Protection Register in any event. So either way, this is acceptable to the department. In terms of clause 8, the suggestion for the amendment of section 123, that is to ensure the wording in subsections 1, D, E, and F, that they are the same. So the question of consistency. The proposal that has been made is okay with the department, where the correction has to be made in terms of that. In terms of clause 69, there is an amendment of section 124, specifically the state that the person is prohibited from working with children if there is a challenge in terms of the register. And then we are saying the proposal is not supported in this regard because the prohibition to work with children that is stated in section 23 is sufficient to deal with this particular case. It's already indicated in that section. So it's not
prohibited. This is Bridget. I can't hear the presentation. Is it only me?
Oh, another Bridget Masangu. Okay. Can you try and connect?
Can we proceed? Honorable Chair or Honorable Masam, we're still connected.
No, let's proceed. She will get us. Alessandra, I can hear. So it's maybe a technical glitch from a side, but I am able to hear you. I haven't had any member that doesn't hear you except herself. So carry on.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and we are saying in terms of this particular proposal, we are not supporting it because the prohibition is already stated in Section 1 and 23 of the legislation, that is the Transpal Act. Clause 71, there is a proposal that they need to amend Section 126 to indicate that the employer should establish before a person is appointed and I think that the department, yes, there will be a need to amend that and say and add the word or continue working and after the word work in subsections 1A-3, so as to respond to the proposal. So the proposal is in other words supported on another chair. Again, there is a amendment, a proposal to amend Section 131 in terms of Clause 74 to indicate what exactly is meant by the word state, by the word the state. So they need to specify, and we are saying the proposal is supported, and then we will be working around that. In terms of Clause 78, they need to amend Section 145 in order to make reference to guardians, and we indicate that the proposal is not supported because Clause 78 does not have any link or reference to guardians. We believe that this is just a mistake that must have happened. With regard to Clause 79, there is a need to amend Clause 146 to delete the word substantially. And we are saying we are not accepting their proposal. The regulations will prescribe the level of compliance in this particular regard as to what is understood by the word substantial. In regard to Clause 80, there is a proposal to amend Section 147 in order to delete the proposal of Section 2A. As part of stage to which a contract is the past, it is advisable to delete the current paragraphs. We are saying as a department we are not in support of this. The proposal will not add any material value to the section, but the reading of this particular section is okay as it is. Clause 81, this is a comment around the amendment of Section 149, Capital B, where they advise you to consider any reference to all the sections empowering the making of regulation. And we take note of this, and we will see where regulations need to be made, because we can't make every provision subject to regulations in terms of this legislation. We are taking note of that. Clause 82 is the need to amend Section 150 in order to delete the word from another country in the proposal of subsection 1J, where a victim of trafficking must be defined or a cross-border reference to the prevention and combating of trafficking in persons. And we indicate that proposal is not supported because the target group is children from foreign countries, and if trafficking is proposed, it will not make sense for the bill itself. There is also a need to amend Clause 83, which is to amend Section 155, where we need to consider whether the word should be placed in with order. The proposal is not supported, a word that should be replaced is not specified. So we are not sure which word exactly that is being referred to. With respect to Clause 84, which is to amend Section 155, there is a need to consider adding a reference to guardian to Section 1E, and we say we are accepting this proposal as a department. With respect to Clause 86, in the need to amend section 159, where all court orders must be extended by the children court before they last, and remove they consider removing this section and placing the provision that is aligned with the judgment as passed between the case between the Center for Child Law and the department. And the indication is that the department does not support this proposal because clause 86 seeks to amend section 159 by providing that a court may extend an alternative care order that has lapsed or make an interim order. Furthermore, it will be regulated to ensure the accountability of the respective officials regarding the lapsing of these orders. So in this particular case, we are not in support of the proposal. Again, in clause 87, Honorable Chair, there is a requirement for a proposal to amend section 157 so as to read as the wedding under clause 87E is very different from the wedding in the current subsection 4. So we are saying the proposal is not supported in this regard because the intent of section 157 is to clarify that what children state care and case, not regulate removals as contemplated in section 151 and 552. Otherwise, with regard to the last part, that is considering removing amendments to section 171B until children case in terms of the Child Justice Act, then that particular proposal is supported because children case is in terms of the Child Justice Act are not covered by the provisions in this particular regard. With regard to clause 188, there is a need for the amendment of section 170 to add the word who was, and then the proposal is accepted in this regard. And with regard to clause 89, there is a proposal that we should rather add a new subsection to section 110 that will be relevant to section 89, 178, and 226. This is not supported, Honorable Chair, because the proposal will not add any material value in this section. The reading of which is sufficient for one to comprehend what the inflation case. Clause 94, Honorable Chair, the amendment of section 186, the replacement of the word provision with provision and add a comma after one, so that's subsection one in the proposed subsection one, capital A. This is not supported, Honorable Chair, because the proposal will not end value as we have indicated previously in this particular fashion. Clause 95, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, the comment around the amendment of section 188 to delete the word and after maturity and add the comma there, and then this proposal is supported. With regard to clause 97, there is a need to amend section 193, where we need to consider whether all facilities or programs which may be provided and funded by the MDC for social development are to be registered. And the proposal is noted in this particular regard for the purpose of ensuring that people do get funding after registration. With regards to clause 101, there is the need to amend section 191, and the proposal is that 191 subsection 2 must also provide for children with disability, and we indicate that the provision is comment is supported because section 1H of the Mental Health Care Act provides for the regulations relating to areas, so there will be a cross-reference with that particular legislation. So there is a need with all of the issues regarding disability and all that, there is a need to cross-reference with the Department of Health legislation. So we partly support that. With regard that to clause 107, the amendment of section 213, a proposal that there must be an addition of another word in the proposed subsection, for example, programs or services, and the proposal is not supported because already the heading under section 3 introduces the programs to be provided in drop-in standards. So the heading has to be read together with the content that we have called the under. With regards to clause 109, which is an amendment of section 215, there is a proposal that there must be a replacement of the word may with the word must in subsection 1. And we indicated that we are not supporting this proposal because funding depends on the availability of budget. Otherwise, if we can say everyone must be funded, we'll end up with the case like Nawong or in the state, and we do not have enough resources at the state. It must be the discretion of the departments to provide funding. With regard to clause 112, there is a requirement proposal to amend section 220 in order to delete subsection 2, because it is unclear why it was not deleted. So the recommendation here is not supported, because clause 21B addresses assistance for conditional registered drop-in centers. Clause 114 speaks to the amendment of section 225. The amendment references to the MEC is incorrect, and the current wording, provincial head of social development, should be retained. The recommendation is not supported for our check. The proposed amendment seeks to align the assignment of functions with section 126 of the Constitution, and that power is the power of the relevant functional indicated there. Now, section 217 of the Act should be amended by including a further possibility that or a municipality where the relevant functions were assigned to a municipal manager. This proposal is not supported for the provision for appeal against the municipality has already been made in section 225-6. So the provisions have to be read together to give or make sense in this regard. There is also a direction that the department must ensure that academic functions must be followed by the required funding, and this is not supported. And the municipality must carry out the assigned function utilizing their own budget. So it's not a question of transfer of budget from DSD to the other sphere of government with regards to this. The municipalities do provide or budget for their own activities. With regards to clause 116, which seeks to amend section 232, subsection 4B should provide for being habitually resident in the Republic, and we should consider adding the word habitually residing after permanent residence in the proposed subsection, and the proposal is supported in this regard. That is habitually residing in the Republic and full of residence to be prescribed in the regulation. Clause 118, Honorable Chair, seeks to amend section 234. And the proposal is that there must be the decision of the definition of a family member after 3 in subsection 1. And this is not supported on our chat, because the family member is being defined in the principal act. And it is not for this institution to redefine that. We are still comfortable with the department with that kind of definition. Clause 120. With amendment of section 239, we need to consider the contents of subsection 1D. This is not supported, Honorable Chair. So the use of the word recommendation should be retained as the HOD checks compliance with the prerequisites in terms of this particular legislation. Again, with regard to clause amend Section 250. That is the amendment of Section 250 is not being supported, and we are indicating that we don't support that proposal because the amendment includes adoption social workers employed by the Department of Social Development. So this is the case where the comment is saying social development, social workers should not be involved in adoption, so should not support as this department. Clause 124, which seeks to amend Section 251 by making references to registration as adoption specialists and social service professionals, X will be added. And the proposal is not supported in this regard. There is no need to specify the registration of speciality in this section because once you are in adoption social worker, you are obviously a registered social worker. So there will be education or unnecessary education if we may put it that way on our track. With regard to clause 126, which is to amend Section 253, the department should make sure that the proposal that the department should make sure that all relevant amendments to this chapter are reflected in this section. And then we have taken note of that because these are issues of consequential amendments. Same as clause 127, which seeks to add full reference to the Bonnet Convention as set out in the definition, which proposal we have accepted as a department. Clause 128 seeks to amend Section 259 by adding the word, for example, the Section 2 and Subsection 3, which should not be deleted. And we say we are in disagreement with this because Section 2593A and B refer to inter-country adoption fees, and therefore there is a need to cross-reference and delete whatever we have deleted in terms of Section 249. So this is an issue of a consequential amendment, honorable chair. Clause 127 seeks to amend Section 271, meaning that we need to specify what is meant by competent courts, and we are indicating one of the results that competent courts relates also to the relevant court, and we are in agreement with that, but it should be put in that context. With regards to clause 138, there is a need for the insertion of Section 278 capital A to rather include the same reference to the different costs in the proposed subsection, and we are indicating that we are in support of that trend. With regard to clause 129, there is an amendment of Section 239 to add a new subsection to deal with businesses where applications have not been made to the central authority, and that has been noted for another project. With regard to clause 151, amendment of Section 259, we propose Section 295DA should be amended as follows. A report from an adoption social worker of technologies containing a psychological also psychosocial assessment of all parties to the agreement. The proposal, honorable chair, is not supported in this regard. The new proposal will create administrative burden for social workers and the adoption social worker. Also relates to the same comment that was made around solubility, which is not a designated social protection service, which should not be included under the circumstances. With regards to Section Clause 145, there is the need for the amendment of Section 305 on share, where the department should consider that the legislation referred to 6 capital A also has offenses and penalties. And the proposal is not supported on our check. Clause 145 amending Section 1L305 makes reference to penalties and relating to Section 6 capital A. And 6 capital A is also taking into account of various pieces of legislation that talk to privacy and children which have their own penalties. With regard to clause 147, Honourable Chair, the amendment of section 312, reference should be made to the provincial head of the department. The proposal is not supported because clause 147 makes provision for the MAC to delegate powers, of which the MAC may delegate the powers to HOD. With regards to the other proposed amendments around section 11 of the Principal Act, is the need to add reference to caregivers, parents, and guardians, and that proposal is supported. And there is also a need to amend section 123 in order to ensure the wording in subsection 1B, E, and F is the same. And we are in agreement with that recommendation, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. With regard to the amendment of section 159(3), all costs must be extended by the, all court orders must be extended by the children's court before they last. We consider removing this section and replacing with a provision that is aligned to the North Southern High Court order. And we disagree in this regard that there is still a need to have such a provision in the Act. The proposal referred to in the 2017 High Court order relating to foster care is sufficient in terms of its wording, and we don't have to transcribe that into this legislation. And the amendments that we have made with regard to foster care are enough to deal with this particular issue. With regard to section 182 of the Principal Act, there is a proposal that it should indicate that a prospective foster parent must be an adult. The proposal is not supported if the Act defines the foster parent already as to who that person should be. So it will just be an under-solidification. With regard to other proposed amendments, that there is a need for edition of the section at the end of chapter 16, which will talk to the inclusion of the regulations. Yes, the proposal is supported. And with regard to the other proposal in chapter 16, that it should indicate whether the provisions of chapter 16 also apply to chapter 16. With regards to adoptions, yes, the proposal is supported because the Act should be read as a whole. With regards again to the other proposal, that section 18 of the Principal Act has to replace the word or with the conjunction and at the end, then the proposal is supported. Again, with the other proposal, Honorable Chair, that section 60 of the Principal Act should consider adding the contents of section 68F to section 61C as well. The proposal is supported. Well, the definition of the department does not refer to the Department of Justice in this regard. So that is noted and taken into account. With regards to other amendments, the proposal that section 248 of the Principal Act should be amended in order to provide for the biological children of the biological parent to get access to information. And the department disagrees with this approach because the Principal Act already makes provision for parties who may have access to adoption information. So there were actually other cases, Honorable Chair, from the provinces that were also taken into account around this the bill. You will notice that there was also a need to amend Section 1 by substituting and inserting the definitions of early childhood development, community counselor, and all that. And the department indicates that the Principal Act already defined a social worker as a person who faces that, so there is no point to, again, deal with that as a separate issue. So this these are not unique issues that were raised by the respective provinces. Well, also a need to amend Section 1 in order to deal with the inclusion or better definition of the words or phrases like the repatriated migrant child in the country adoption, and the understanding is that Section 35 of the Act it must be read together with these particular provisions, and in this particular instance there is clear harmony when one is reading these provisions together. Again, with regards to Section 2, the objects of the Act, with regard to the objects of the Act, the requirement or proposal that it must include the promotion and preservation and strengthening of families, and the department notes the proposal, and it needs to make it clear that others, whether married or not, exercise their parental responsibilities. But the comment is more about that in terms of the strengthening of families. With regard to clause 2, there is a need to amend section 6 in order to introduce the concept of accessibility and inclusion of environment, inclusive environment, to promote and protect the best interests of the child. And the department notes the proposal and needs to deal with that in that particular section. With regard to clause 3, which is to insert a new section with capital A to provide for the protection of child rights, privacy and information, they need to constantly monitor the type of media content that should be harmful to children and parents. And the indication is that the new insertion of capital A adequately protects privacy of children by reference to various pieces of legislation that may impact on the privacy of children and all that. And this is more of the repeat of what we have indicated as regards to capital A, which speaks to the privacy of children and with all the relevant pieces of legislation that have been passed, including POPIA recently. With regards to clause 3, which is also about fixed capital A, there is a proposal that the government should regulate the various forms of media content, and the comment is noted, and fixed capital A already covers that. With regards to clause 4, which seeks to amend section 7 by making reference to any special needs that the citizen has, so a child may have, there is a recommendation that the overarching emphasis of this section must be in the absence of violence, abuse, or neglect. And the department takes note of that, because indeed that is the position that includes the best interest of a child and into play. With regards to clause 5, this is to amend section 8 by explicitly stating that it applies to every child in the Republic of South Africa. There is a request or a proposal to amend section 8 of the Act, which must make it clear that the Act applies to every child in the Republic of South Africa, and we say the comment is noted, because in any event, that is in line with many judgments that have been passed by the Constitutional Court in this regard. With regard to clause 6, which is to amend section 12, which is intended to align the prohibition of genital mutilation, was all comments, comments from the district that we visited, which made a recommendation that there should be a minimum age for consent to marriage, and to deal with this particular case area, that indeed age 18 should be the age that is acceptable for the marriage, and now the person is an adult, not a child anymore. With regards to clause 6, again with this to amend section 12, which is intended, which is also about the return resolution. We also have the same comment as indicated that the Constitutional Court has dealt with the matter of corporal punishment, and the previous two have been dealt with exhaustively before, because the comment further goes to deal with the issue of corporal punishment over the territorial mutilation that we have dealt with. Clause 6, again, seeks to amend section 12, so the further comment from Limpopo, better former. Where the department says the department supports the amendment of section 12 to include minimum age to be 18 without exception. So the issue was more about the marriage of children and all that. Clause 6, again, a comment on child parity. Pumalanga Health Department District, the issue was also about marriages and the age of marriage, which is that we also agree as a department that age 18 should be the relevant age. The same position with regard to what was raised in Pumalanga, that parents and teachers that attend parental workshops will enable them to learn about the different methods of disciplining children. So this was more on corporal punishment than genital mutilation, but there was a link between the two, that this also can be construed as corporal punishment. So the Constitutional Court has already pronounced on this particular matter, and it stands as we have indicated previously. Again, it was an issue of child marriages, which was raised in Northwest Botanic District, where the issue of child marriages is a problem, and the department supports this proposal at age 18 should be the relevant age for marriages. Again, section of clause 6 with regards to the issue of genital mutilation and corporal punishment and the age of marriage is the same position. You will notice, Honorable Chair or other members, that all of these issues that we have taken them from case by case from this particular district, but they are referring to the same thing, which is about the prohibition of genital mutilation and also the issue of child marriages and corporal punishment, which we have pronounced on them earlier. So the position with regards to these is that's the same on other check, because I don't want us to dwell much on each it is saying the same thing in all these particular provinces, and we'll just zoom in into a situation where we are dealing with a different case altogether. So this is corporal punishment, this is genital mutilation, and child marriages, and the position that has been adopted by the department is all that. The issue that is slightly different is that brought by Hang Gekurudeni, where there is a proposal that a married father who raises a child born from a different father should be recognized as a father and be allowed to exercise parental rights and responsibilities. We have also indicated in this particular case that every father has, or a married father, their father who adopts a child should acquire full parental rights and responsibilities. And in the case of death of divorce, the child has been added in the parent and be treated likewise. We even have a court case with regard to this particular issue, that where there is a proof of maintenance and taking care of the child, as a stepfather, that particular child must be taken care of once that particular father dies. The actual amendment in clause 20 to amend Section 25, dealing with the issue of the outdated terminology, and also providing that a parent is agreed to buy another parent who refuses to allow that particular parent to contact the child, should be taken into account. And Section 35 of the Act deals with matters where one party refuses the party to exercise parental license responsibilities. So it's a question of awareness related in this regard. The Act already covers this particular scenario. And with regard to Clause 25, this is to amend Section 26 by adding a list to the list of specific orders that the Children's Court may make. And we are indicating that Section 205 of the Children's Act addresses offenses and penalties. So we cannot extend that list to include such as proposed. With regard to Clause 75, it is to amend Section 135 in order to give in order to effect minor technical amendments. The indication was about the concern that was raised that Section 75 intends to give the Minister the power to make regulations regarding the procedures for determining the age of a child and all that. We are indicating that the child age of maternity is applied objectively in the context of the specific issue under consideration. So the department is taking note of that. With regards to section, the proposed amendments to Section 129, is also about the age of maturity when it comes to issues of marriage, medical concerns in terms of treatment, and all that. And we have indicated in the department that, yes, there are different ages that we have in legislation for different transactions, and those different ages apply to the children in different spaces. So it is not prudent for the Children's Amendment Bill to deal much with such issues. And this, the matter is that it would probably refer it to the Law Reform Commission to deal with it, because it is quite much of an intersectoral issue that to be dealt with in terms of the Children's Amendment Bill. Again, with regards to Section 129, where there is a need for the child to give consent to his or her own medical treatment, the child's age of maturity is applied objectively again in this context, because in terms of that particular provision, the child is given the power to determine whether he or she needs medical treatment. And the issue was that provision should be amended, and we indicated that no, it would not be possible to do so because it will be a more of an administrative impossibility, in the sense that if, for example, a child is suffering from a headache at school, then he will have a child can consent to an adult or something like that without having to call others. Clause 82, which speaks to a man, question mark 50, to clarify that a child is abandoned or orphaned and has no parent or guardian, is a child who is able to be able to care for that child, is a child in need of care and protection. We say the comments as made by people in Ebor-Ulen in Gaudeng is noted, because Section 150, which is a provision that seeks to clarify the issue, has been amended accordingly to deal with exactly that. Plus, 86, which seeks to amend Section 159 by providing that a court may extend an alternative care order. We are saying, yes, the comment is noted, and the bill is intended to provide comprehensive legal solution for the care. It's one of the reasons why we are having this meeting today. So in agreement with that proposal, same as the Berlin, around section 159, that there must be an attempt to provide a comprehensive legal solution, and this bill is exactly for that purpose. So the comment supports our cause. Again, with regards to clause 186, in the same case, was 1286, which seeks to amend section 159. There was a support for section 159, and we have noted that particular comment from that. Honorable Chair, we are in page 400. I am not sure whether we go for questions or we can just move to the end of the presentation.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Advocate Jim Chachita. It's really quite tough. It may be when we are dealing with close by close, it may also affect us. All right. Can I check what are the honourable members' input or questions of clarity? Can I then give over to them? Honourable members, let me check whether are there any other hands. No one? You seem to be covered, or are you asleep? Because it was really long.
We are covered, Chairperson.
We are not asleep.
We are not asleep. We are
asleep. For now, we are
covered. Yeah, thank you very much. Then it means, therefore, we will engage with them when we are dealing also by close by close. Close by close. It's not close. Yeah. Then, Lindy?
Chair? The department can remove the presentation.
Okay. Can we request you honorable interpreter? Thank you very much. You have tried and did your best. Members are for now. It doesn't mean that when someone thinks about anything that comes up, or that came up from the report, might not be asked from you. Thanks. Will you please remove the presentation? It takes a longer time. Okay. Seemingly they have removed it. Can we then check what is it that is the next item?
Morning, Chair and members. There are two items for consideration. One is for the consideration and adoption of the motion of disability on this bill. The last agenda item is to consider and adopt only two sets of minutes, the 9th and the 16th. We couldn't last week because of the time constraint. That's why we have two sets of minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lindy. Can we then get into that item that Lindy is talking about? Members? We need to have a adoption of the disability of the bill.
Is it going to be presented, the motion, or we just respond?
Yes, the fund is the song in the I can assure you. But according to this agenda, it's saying we need to adopt right now. Unless there is any other thing, really.
Chairperson?
Yes.
May I just ask a question of clarity in terms of the way forward? Because, for example, I think we as a committee, so I'm just, mine is just to clarify myself on the processes. We are talking about a clause-by-clause process, which we will engage in. I completely understand that. But before then, I thought that as a committee, we have expressed the view that we need to still consult with Parliamentary Legal Services on some issues, for example, on the issue of the deletion of prescribed fees as it pertains to adoption in that section 249, clause 1-2, and then, of course, also the issues around corporal punishment and that definition, the issue of baby savers. And for example, on the issue of baby savers, I really wanted to make an appeal, as we did with the age of consent, where we got the professor to make a presentation, whether we can still ask an expert to come and brief us on this issue. So my question really becomes then, if we haven't engaged yet in the processes of getting legal opinions on some of these issues, and then the clause-by-clause process, do we do the desirability now, or does it come after we've actually made our submissions and gotten our expert and legal advice? So mine is just a question about clarity.
Yeah, I think your question is clear. Lindy, can you again take us through the processes that need to be followed?
Thank you very much, Chair. The motion of disability is a process where the committee satisfied itself on the issues they think would be pertinent for them to pass the legislation. In the case of the advice that often expect to come and present the issue, the committee is still at liberty to do so, and as well as some of the matters may be arise during the clause by clause if the committee felt that a certain clause they need to consult and maybe get a legal advice, and so that the legal advisor can come at a separate meeting, maybe the next meeting, to provide such advice. But the issue of the legal experts, that can be done before the MOT, and it's up to the committee if they want to exhaust all the avenues before they go to clause by clause. But my concern is that some of the issues like corporal punishment, we will get it when we do the clause by clause, on a certain clause. Maybe there's an issue of corporal punishment, and the committee can stop there and say that we want to get a legal opinion. The MOG is to say we agree and the bill in principle. Maybe the issues that the bill wants to address, you are comfortable with, so we want to proceed with it and go into detail of the legislation.
Okay, that's a clear answer that has been given by Lindy. They call it MOG.
And then some of the issues maybe that may come from the legal opinion or legal advisor, whereby the legislation, when it was introduced, did not cover, you know, because some of the issues require public participation from the executive level and public participation from the parliamentary level. So the committee can, in their reports, if there are pertinent issues they want that the department in the near future to address, they can also comment or make a note or recommendation in the report of the legislation that we want the department to go and draft an amendment bill that will take care of corporal punishment and abandoned children, save us, whatever, and list whatever issues that they strongly feel that the current legislation did not cover. And they might even put time frames, maybe within the next 12 months, a second amendment bill can be tabled to Parliament.
Okay. I think it's clear now to everyone. Okay.
Can we then do that MOD? Lindy has made it, in fact, Lindy has clarified it in a simple way that just to say we agree in principle about what has been presented. Okay, I can see the hand of Honorable Bridget Masango.
Yes, Chair, thank you so much. I just want to, on the basis, and I understand very clearly how Lindy has explained it to us, but I just want to find out the proposal that was put through by Honorable Fanebebe of giving experts and also consult with the legal experts, parliamentary legal experts. Do we now vote today for the motion of desirability with the knowledge that that would still be happening before the formal stage? I just want that process, that particular part of the process, Chair, just to be sure. Thanks.
Lindy, can you again explain this? Over to you.
Chair, the committee that either it's two ways they can do this. It's either if they agree that let's call an expert next week before we go to clause by clause, before we go to clause, let's defer the MOD now. Let's call an expert tomorrow or next week, Wednesday, give him or her an hour to give us more information about the baby saver concept. So that when we make a recommendation during our report on the legislation, we are clear, maybe the department can also have a better understanding as to what this concept of baby saver is. Ne? We can say maybe the first session of next week's meeting is to call in the specialist to present to the committee, and then thereafter, if the committee there are areas that in think requires a legal expert, maybe to submit that list, we give it to the legal advisor. In the meantime, to try to solicit, you know, advice. And then when we do the clause by clause, and then we know we've done our groundwork to give the legal advisor to make some opinion on his wishes that the committee deems it necessary for it to apply its mind before it can make the certain clauses on it. And then thereafter we start with the specialist, and then we go to say agree on this principle. And then when we get into such clauses, we know maybe we've already given the legal advisors as to the areas where we need more information. When to we get in that particular clause, we get some kind of a report from the legal advisors, and then the committee deliberates on that particular clause or that particular issues they deem is necessary for them to get more information on.
Okay, thank you, Lindy. And it is clear that we can defer this MOD and deal with it after we have the clarification that we need from the advisor or legal advisor or expertise on these matters. So it's not a matter of that we can do it today, if I understand, Lindy.
No, okay. But can you hear me? Chair,
yes.
Can you hear me? Chair, I think I fully agree with what
Lindy wants. Yima, wait.
Oh,
sorry. Do you want to explain it further, Lindy, before we attempt to do it?
Chair, what I'm saying, we can defer it and get information from the expert next week. Maybe the first session is to get an expert. And then thereafter, we adopt the MOD, and then members wish to give the list of areas of investigation, without explanation, etc. Yes, maybe can give that list so that to maybe can have a legal advisor and then to give that list. But it's going to be difficult to have a session whereby we get the information of like more clarity, whereas we haven't adopted, because the MOD is a vehicle for the member to go in clause by clause of the legislation. It's to say we agree in principle, and the nitty-gritty of say this process, we need more investigation, is when you've already agreed in principle that you want to continue, and then you go deeper after that. It's a license for the committee to say we are going in clause by clause. You can do whatever you want to do to say let's suspend the process and get more information from the legal advisor upon being agreed by saying it's an MOG. That will give an opportunity to members to continue clause by clause and do whatever processes they want to do when they are in that process.
Thank you, Lindy, for the emphasis on what you have said. I thought that I heard you clearly when you say we can defer it. If there are any issues that we need a clarity on them, we can come up with those so that the legal advisor, when he or she comes, she is clear or he is clear on what is it that needs to be clarified and explained. Then, therefore, the MOD can follow so that we can be able to go to clause by clause. Develop.
Chair, what I'm saying, what is my advice? Let's get an expert next week to present the baby favor issue so that you can get more understanding of what is it and the department as well. And then thereafter, we get the license to say we want to go to clause by clause by adopting the MOT.
Okay.
And then thereafter, you go to clause by clause. What are my advice? If there are pertinent issues, the committee feels that it needs to be addressed when we're at clause by clause. So maybe they can just give that list and then for the legal advisor to make preparation when we get in such clauses, we know exactly what are the key issues that needs the committee to apply mind on.
Okay,
and
we are saying we are saying the same thing. That's not where now you are saying with the door that is on top or high, and I'm saying with the door that is low.
No. Okay.
Members, I stopped. Honorable Arif, thank you for that explanation. You have just cleared us on what needs to happen from now. Thanks, Honorable Arif. And be there, and followed by Bridget.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, as Lindy has outlined the process, I am comfortable with that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Lizette,
thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much to Lindy and yourself. I think one is very happy with that proposal that we start next week with the expert on baby savers that we have at the department there. Can I just appeal as well that in that meeting that we've got our parliamentary legal advisor there as well, because I think it would be important for them to listen to the input on baby savers. Then maybe thereafter we can quickly or briefly discuss some of the issues that we would want to have a legal opinion on from the legal advisor and then go to the motion of desirability. But I think the process now is very clear. And it is supported. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. The only thing that Lizelle, you have added on what you are saying is that we have to give over those items. It's not only the baby savers that is needed. We must hear from other members whether are there any issues that they would like the legal advisor to be expected to prepare and come with them for the
yes. Yes, Jefferson. So I'm saying when we're done with the baby savers, when we've got the legal advisor there, because the legal advisor would have listened to the baby savers presentation, then we can speak to the legal advisor on all the other things that we would like for them to start looking into, and then we go to the motion of desirability. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Bridget Masango, followed by Alex.
Thank you, Chair. I just also agree with and appreciate the explanation from Lindiwe, and thank you, Chair, for allowing this process to happen where we have the experts and possibly the legal advisor of Parliament. I just also wanted to find out that if because the bill, I think, because it's a response to the High Court as well, if that is not in dispute. But to find out the process that we've just gone through now in preparation for the formal stage, are we then going to get the amendment bill that incorporates all the supported, agree, and what is the other thing that the advocate was saying? The supported, noted, and
rejected.
Yes. Mm. Are we going to get that version of the bill? I've now forgotten what actually happened before the formal stage. If I can just get that, but otherwise, I'm very, very happy with what you have approved, if I can call it that way, and how Lindu has explained it. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay, that one I can attempt also to answer, but I'm not here for the department and any advice. Can we give over to Lindy about the question that has been asked by Honorable Bridget?
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson and members, the process of now is no longer from the department. It is our process. What will happen when we do the clause by clause, the legal advisor will draft an amendment list. It's a list that will contain all the amendments that the committee wants to see or want to propose in the bill. Okay? And then what will happen now, after that, you will adopt the amendment list. Okay, with all of the things that you want to see in the B version, there will be a B version, okay, of the bill. The B version is that amendment list that you drafted and adopted and agree on as this committee, and then you incorporate that amendment list to the bill, and then there will be a B version of the bill. You know. That will be, you know, you see the one that the department table, it only has proposals. Now, when we have a B version, it's going to be a B version as considered by the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. So the B version will come before the committee, and the committee will scrutinize it and agree that this is what we agreed on. So every particular process now is between our hands and our legal advisor. The department don't have any role to play because they introduced the bill to Parliament, so it's no longer at the executive level, the Parliament that will make their promises going forward up until it goes to the President to assent it. Thank you very much, Chair.
Are you answered, Honourable Chair?
Very much so. Thank you, Chair.
Alex? Thank you, Lindy.
Thank you, Chairperson, and you know, just to support my previous colleagues with deferring the MOD. However, I would just like maybe consensus from us as a committee, you know, by when should we submit our concerns to Lindy and those concerns that we need for expert opinion, because Lindy would of course need to send out invitations and invite these experts. But also if we can send in our recommendations of those experts who to invite. So if Lindy can maybe just let us know, should we do that by close of business today to allow, you know, Lindy some time to invite them next week. Oh gosh, and then there was something else. Oh, And then lastly, Chairperson, you know, we in this committee have agreed that, you know, Zoom is not ideal and we don't get to, you know, ask all our questions, but there's time limits. And when the department responds, they also don't respond to all of our questions. And therefore, we submit it in writing and Lindy passes it on to the department. But now the department is not coming back to us and answering our questions. And we aren't asking these questions for our own health, Chairperson. We're asking it because it's our work. And I just would like to, I don't know, Chairperson, maybe from your side, a very strongly worded letter to the acting DG about all these unanswered questions and unanswered requests that we're making these committee meetings, but we just don't have answers to. I'm still waiting for answers from 2 weeks ago. So that's just my two concerns, the unresponded questions by the department, and if Lindy can maybe just give us an indication by when she would need that information from us on which clauses we are seeking expert opinion on. Thanks, Jim.
Okay. Are the responses, Lindy, not yet arrived from the department? Because you know why I keep quiet right now? It is because that I was reading the SMS that has been written by LinkedIn saying that they are apologizing for packaging the responses very late. Otherwise, in this message, it seems as if they have already sent the Labour Party, they sent it very late. So I am together with Alex that really they are not doing good by responding very late, because what is it that one is going to do when they respond very late? Because those answers were needed even before this meeting. Can I just get that?
Hello, Chair.
Yes.
On Tuesday, we said when they come today, they must answer the question that the members have asked before, that they didn't give us the reply. We did mention that to them.
Yesterday. On Tuesday, yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, change the meeting. Yesterday it was said and it was condemned of responding very late. So I'm checking whether have they arrived yet to Lindy, the answers or to relevant people that have asked questions.
Chair, I don't have any emails from them, because they know I write, I correspond on behalf of members. Members will give me the questions and I will send it to the department and see that particular member. So I haven't received any responses from the department. Maybe it's still coming.
It might not be. It needs not to be still coming. According to this SMS that I have received, it's saying they have packaged it, but it's just that it's late. They are out of order, Lieutenant. Is LinkedIn around or already gone? Isabel? Sure. They said they have a connection or glitch on the network. So they were saying they are... Who's that?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, thank you very much, and let me take this opportunity to greet Chairperson, honorable members, and appreciate, you know, all the comments that have been made. Chairperson, in response to the department's submission of issues that were raised that we did not respond to, maybe there was a miscommunication. Our understanding was that in this meeting, we'll be able, you know, to submit, I mean, we'll be able to respond, you know, to those issues that we did not respond to. And the only submission that we made, Chairperson, is about the budget for 80,000
strengthened my sense, you know, to enter the second half in the fact that the budget is disaggregated across the So we really apologize for miscommunication if there has been any.
I just can't even hear what you are saying in terms of apologizing the miscommunication. Which is it that is the miscommunication?
The miscommunication is that when we started change, we responded to questions, and it was because it was an agreement that you know, those issues that were raised and that we did not respond to were then responded in the meeting. However, we noted the request that was raised by, I'm not sure which one, with regard to the ECD budget, which was sent to the secretariat. I just want to check if we received that, which has been disaggregated according to problems.
Can I correct what they say? It's not correct. We said it was raised by Lizette, and then I said to the department, all the questions that members have asked, because we are running short of time, it will be responded today. It was clear, it was not miscommunication.
Sure. Okay.
Which chapter me ask me that? Chapter is me, I'm sorry about that. Isabella.
Okay.
Yes. I think we agree with honorable members today that the questions will be responded by today. Yes.
By today. By
yes.
Today.
Yes.
Or by
today.
No.
Today.
What is the instead is that responses should have arrived before this meeting. Even if it's today, but it needed to be before this meeting. That's what is being said in the meeting right now. And now you are saying you are talking about today. When you say today, it needs, or it means before 12 midnight. It will be today. What is it? What is it that exactly you mean?
We apologize.
How about you are out of order or now in a department? Isabel will refer to you as the person whom, yes?
We really apologize.
We can't be accepting apology after apology. Apologies, that's how you deal with us. You delay responding to us. If you respond to us, you will respond to something that we are not asking. It's not acceptable. You are insulting us and you want us to be angry and very close almost every time. Alex, can we say that what time is it now? It's 11. At least those answers need to be with people that have asked before 2 o'clock. Can you request what? Yes.
Thank you very much for your intervention and that you are so strong on this issue. You know, some of the questions that I submitted were, in fact, statistics that are needed around adoptions and international adoptions. My only concern is if they haven't started working on it yet, how are they going to give us the answers by 2 o'clock today? Because will they now be giving us the proper information we need? So as much as we want those responses as soon as possible, I'm just wondering, will it be possible if they haven't started working on it?
They need to respond to those that they are able to respond by that time. Those that they can defer later on. Because of non-availability of the information. They can say so, that this one, and that one, we will respond later on. We are still looking for information. But there are those that the information is missing. Why don't they answer those and tell us on those that at least need some information and some respect from their side?
Okay.
and we will be postponing these things again and again and again, and we don't have time. Honorable Pilampo? Okay? Is this an old hand? I don't think so. Then you are. Honorable Kate? I can't get hold of Honorable Kate. Lindy, can you check what is the problem with her?
Chairperson.
Oh, yes.
I'm saying something is not right. You know, sometimes when we're in this committee, you feel like not raising anything. Because even when they answer or they give responses to questions, they choose to answer questions. There are those that you know that they're going to attend to this, and this they're not going to attend. But the issue of members time and again asking for responses from the department and only to get apologies, to me it's not correct. When they're saying that today, I'm happy that you also alluded on today, but to say we're going to get it, instead of getting the responses before the meeting, that if there's something that members are not satisfied or they still need clarity, they can ask during the period of the portfolio committee or the sitting of the portfolio committee. But it's like, they take us for granted. I don't know why. But really, the manner in which they are treating members is not correct. That's what I wanted to read. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's our lenient towards them. We are too lenient. We cannot be lenient if they want us to be like that. Really, we cannot. I've tried to show that this is out of order. We can't accept it. Not anymore. That is exactly what I was saying. If you ask something, they will just refer you to something else or answer in a way that you don't expect it. But for us, sometimes rushing for time, you will just allow and let it go because you don't want to delay time more than we don't have enough time for this. It's when it's with them. What is it that is the problem of not telling us that for now we don't have information? I really do not, don't take us for granted now. Can we then, what is next? I don't even know where we were.
Minister.
Oh, we were in this one of the legal advisor or the expertise that is going to assist us. We are saying next week, Lindy, let's try and have time. And also, there was a question that was saying, when do you think we can submit these things that the expertise would like him or her to look at them and come up with answers? This one that has been raised of the baby savers is clear, and if there are any. The time frame that you think you need this so as to submit that. When are we going to have the next meeting? Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday.
Next week we have two meetings. Wednesday, the 30th of March, and then Friday, the 1st of April. So I don't know whether it's on Wednesday, the 30th.
Yes.
And then the 1st of April, also chair the proposal whether we're going to have the physical meeting in Parliament. So that's another matter. So, what is
yes, that? Yes. That's another thing that we have to discuss, members, because in my knowledge that next week we will be in Cape Town Wednesday. So, I am not sure whether can't we make it for physical on this on the 30th. Can we make it to be physical on the 30th in the morning? honorable members.
Yes, Chair, it's Bridget. I agree totally with you there that we have it personally, because even as this morning you were also so struggling with the connectivity, and all the other members are struggling. So I cannot agree with you more, Chair. Thank you so much.
Okay. The weather is really not friendly with us. So it does these things of can we agree that next week Wednesday, because we'll also be attending a house sitting who will be around Cape Town, can we then agree, Mindy, to arrange this expertise to be physical with us and check for the venue and request whatever that is needed to be requested from the leaders or principal, and then we say the meeting will be 9 o'clock, because I know for a fact that there will be a logistic that needs to be arranged in terms of transporting honorable members to the venue that will be chosen, and then we will be able to go to the sitting in the afternoon. Lady, is that possible for us?
Of course, it's more than possible. If somebody else has to make it impossible for me, from my side, I'm ready to facilitate
okay.
that.
On Wednesday. Okay, thank you very much. Then let's, on the day or the time frame that we will need the submission, if there is any, the latest, what time do you need it? Next week, Monday, or end of the business day? Today?
Well, it can be today, Chair. We are still going to check it. I'm guided in a document. I'm just thinking about. So I have
latest. Yeah, the earliest can be today, those that are ready. Then the latest, Lindy, when should be the latest? Because this has been presented. Yes, we understand for the other challenges, like not receiving. Latest, Lindy? Because an expectee needs also to prepare for him or herself.
Watch it. I think the expect will take the committee through to the baby saver. So it's just straightforward, that one. The other issues, it will be by the legal advisor. That will be a part of the process going forward. I think the most important one for Wednesday one, we are covered. We're just going to communicate with the expect to outline that we want her or him to make a presentation on the baby saver, and that's it. So the other aspects, and then the legal advisor will be part of that meeting on Wednesday, and then the committee can start meet, and then I believe that Honorable Father Merve said that there will be a discussion whereby the members will throw the issues that they want legal opinion on. So I think for Wednesday, we are covered.
Okay, I get you, Lindian. I was just asking whether can the latest time to submit, can it be Monday for those that are still going to look at the document, and for these ones that they will see that there are things that they need some clarification from the legal advisor. Can we agree on that one? Otherwise, Lindy has tried to cover us in terms of the one for Wednesday.
We agree, Chair, because Lindy has just mentioned that on Wednesday, the legal advisor will be there. And then we can give him those things on Wednesday when he's with us, because he will be listening also to the expertise that is will be coming to brief us on this issue.
Okay. Fine. makes you feel like that. Any other hands? Honorable, please, yes, my friend. Are we still on this issue?
No, we're not. Actually, we are on the issue that we've just also talked about for our in-person meeting. I heard the chair link it to the fact that we will be in Parliament anyway for the sitting. Are we not agreeing to have the in-person meeting for the formal stage going forward and going forward with the meeting, Chair? I know I'm pushing my luck, but I really believe that we do need to have from Wednesday next week forward, because we will be in the formal stage, to please have these meetings in person, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. No, you are not pushing your luck. You are right. You are on track, because what I think Lindy is still awaiting is the response from the principal, because all what we request, Okanye, all what we wish to do is depend on the principal, whether do they allow us to do that. So we have sent the application yesterday. We hope by today late we'll get the answer. So if we get that answer positively, Lindy will communicate with you. Otherwise, it was, in fact, it was discussed yesterday. I heard it from Honorable Mangani, and I heard it from Lindy, that everyone is keen for the one-on-one, or can get the cross-by-cross section to be physical because of these technical issues that are taking place. So we will inform you.
Sir, another I think that we just omitted to also mention, which we discussed, is the just to request the 3 days of the first week of the constituency, the 5, 6, and 8. That we know that we conclude, because the bill has 143 clauses, so we need to have a more meetings, and then we know that we conclude this bill during this term. So 5, 6, and 8 of April. The chairperson also requested that we granted permission to sit for those 3 days in the first week of the consequent week. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, that's the package that Lindy is also giving us in terms of getting ready if we're given permission for the 5, 6, and 8 for the members to just get ready for those days to come to Cape Town, those that are staying in Cape Town, like myself, and get ready for that. That's the package, but we haven't managed to receive the response from the principal yet. Any other hand? Lower your hand, lady. Honorable Masango, your hand is still up. Can you lower it if you don't have anything to say? Okay, seemingly there is none. Can we then excuse the department to leave us if they are still with us, and then continue with the other items in the agenda list?
Only the minutes for 15 and 20, no, for 9 and 10.
9 and?
16. 16
of us. Okay. All right. Oh, can you flag the minutes, please? Thank you very much, for our backup staff or department, because you are being excused. Let's start with the minutes of the 9th March. Lindy?
we can't hear you.
Sorry, Chair, I'm looking for this minute. I don't know.
Okay. 9th March? Okay.
Yes, Chair, it's actually okay. Okay,
okay. We'll wait.
Okay, so 1 minute, 1 minute. It was, yeah, and... Okay, sorry very much, members. The technology today is tripping me. These are the minutes for the 9th of March. If you can recall, members, is where we had a meeting, a joint meeting with the PC on basic education, to receive a presentation from DSD as well as from DBE on the function shift from DSD to DBE on the ECD. Am I audible, Chair?
Yes, Linda, we can hear you.
Sorry, I'm most worried now. We had members from the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, as well as the members from the Basic Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, led by member Bingo Kigaba, who also co-chaired the meeting. We had MEC from the Department of Social Development and also MECs from the Provincial Department of DBE. Chair, they presented the migration function shift of ECD, and as well, and the committee deliberated on various issues. And also, there was an apology from the Minister Mutesa, who was unable to attend the meeting. I believe that but member Zulu was also part of that meeting, Chair. So there were a number of issues discussed, and clarity was given by the department that the shift is really going on to the DBE, and they don't expect any challenges, but there are a number of issues that were raised by the member, which are captured in the minutes. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thank you, Lindy. Member? What do you say about the minutes? Are they the true reflection? Or do we need anything to correct on them? It's the one that was being briefed by DBE. Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes. Okay. Thanks, Alex. Any second to this one?
I second, Chair.
Okay. Can we go to the next one? The one of the 16th?
Okay, Chair. Okay, Chair.
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. 6 minutes,
okay.
Okay, Chair. Chairs, the one is from the department where they responded on the all submissions received by the department. In this meeting, the committee took an approach that the department firstly presented a PowerPoint presentation, and then there were a number of issues raised, and then they strongly felt that the matrix containing 543 pages must also be presented to the committee upon the presentation on the PowerPoint on responses. And the committee agree or resolve that the matrix must be presented in the next meeting, which was the 23 of March. In a nutshell, that was the meeting where responses were tabled or were presented before the committee, and then a matrix was then in the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Honourable members.
Chairperson, I will move for the adoption of this set of minutes.
Okay, Ms. Elmo. Honourable Mangani, second. Then, is there any next item on the agenda, Lindsay?
Chair, there is no next item on the agenda. It's got to say go where, go share.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members and the officials. The meeting adjourned. I never thought it will just be finished at 11:05. Thank you ever so much, comrades. See one another on Wednesday, the CTS, physically in the morning, wherever we are going to be informed of. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chase. Not comrades. It's
thank you, comrades.
Democrats.
Thank you, comrades.
President, President Tiskun, what are you saying?
Not comrades.
It's a Democrat.
Not comrades.
It's Democrat, Chase. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.